Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Power Your Life. And today we have a special guest, a friend and colleague of mine, Carol Tolan, and we already have people who are waiting expectantly to hear Carol reveal her information and also helpfully help them. Carol is a psychic, an internationally known clairvoyant and medium who serves adults, children, and animals in a warm, upbeat, and fun-loving way, and she's been doing so, folks, for four decades. That's pretty amazing. Her readings are incredibly accurate and have earned her the reputation as the psychic. She's known as the comedian medium, and we're going to find out about that, sharing her insight and humor and her astonishing radio, television, and medium gallery audiences. And Carol and I go way back because there was one time where I called her and I wanted a reading. And we're not going to reveal anything, Carol, okay? Not about me, because I'm the host today. It's my privilege. But I also...
My lips are sealed.
She may not even remember. But I also do what she does, but I don't do readings. I just pick up the information when I do energy work. But Carol is known for her accuracy, and I want to go back to when you were 7 years old, because that's when you were receiving messages and seeing spirits, and most kids don't know when they're 7 years old what's going on with that, and I've worked with kids, and so have you, psychic kids. And so what's important is share that story with our audience, because they're always fascinated about how that happens.
Absolutely. And Joanne, I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this time with you. It's special for me because you are my friend, and you know I'm going to be silly. That's what I'm known for. I'm fun, I'm silly, and even if it's serious, because sometimes when I ask Joanne a question about something and she gives me all that information and it's exact and it's just what I need to hear, I always wind up with some goofy answer to her, and that's just how I tend to absorb information. And I know for a fact, before I go into the time when I was seven, there are so many people out there like me, the ADD, the dyslexic, just like I am. And if it wasn't for my humor that I needed through my life, I don't know what would have happened to me. So I'm putting that out to everybody out there. Any way you can receive information, good for you.
Well, I want to add to that too for a minute, because I think that humor is so vital and so important. And I do that too, maybe in a different way. And you and I have laughed a lot on the phone and in person, but it's a really strong survival mechanism for people. And so I love that you're sharing that. Okay, 7 years old.
Okay.
Let's go back in time. Carol Tolan is a little girl.
Okay, 7 years old. That's when I remember. I'm sure there were many, many times before that, but I remember seeing in my third eye, which we all know is, you know, at our forehead, I see everything. It's much easier for me to literally visualize. I saw a black and white dog get hit by a red truck on a certain street, And okay, it was a little scary, but I let it go. Then about 3 weeks later, it happened exactly as I had seen it. And I was convinced, Joanne, that I was an evil, bad little girl.
Ooh.
I had no idea why I would know something like that. So what I thought was, well, I probably made that happen. And, of course, we all know that's not the way it goes.
Right.
That's how the rest of my childhood was. It was awful for me.
But did you share it with anybody?
No.
Did you share that?
I shared with no one. I never said a word. I didn't know what to say because I thought, I'm bad. As I repeat it right now, telling you that, I could, feelings that I had, which were just awful, awful, depressive.
You know, it's amazing, Carol, because there are so many people, not only our listeners, but there are so many people that you and I come in contact with that have a lot of different kinds of gifts, and they think that there's something wrong, just like you did, because I've heard similar experiences like that, and I've had some of my own. They think that there's something not right with them because they're different, but feel that that the evil part. Now, did it turn out to be true, the vision that you saw?
Absolutely. That was exact. That was what I couldn't understand as a little girl, that the dog was black and white. The truck was a red, shiny truck, and it happened on the street, which was in my neighborhood where I lived, and on that street it happened. So
what
that's
did you do once? Yeah, what happened after you saw that in fact what you were seeing in your mind, what you were seeing in your third eye, came to pass? Because usually that information comes before it actually happens, right? Isn't that correct for you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
What did I do?
What did you do?
I stayed in my room. Other than go to school, I stayed in my room and just stayed in a freaked out space, really. Most of my life was like that as a child because I would constantly have spirits come to me, give me messages. I knew every person in my family that would be either in the hospital or dead. It was mind-boggling. And what I have learned myself, you know, through my practice, is everybody in the beginning tends to see only the negative stuff.
Right.
And until they own it and realize it's a gift, not a curse, they see the bad stuff. So a lot of people want to push it away, get rid of it. And if you really have that intense gift of intuition, you cannot get rid of it. It just keeps coming one way or another.
You
and
know,
that's
I
what
remember
happened to me.
Right. I remember working with somebody years ago. And by the way, we have lots of people who are ready for readings, and I just want to give in the call in. I just want to give folks the call in number. We're listening to Carol Tolan and Dr. Joanne White. The call in number, because Carol is going to be taking requests and using her magic, and I'm not going to say voodoo, and her gifts to help you, at call in at 805-285-9790. And in just a few minutes, we're going to call on some of the listeners. But I remember having a client come to me years and years ago who, like you, she actually saw spirits, and I see them too, but she used to see shoes flying and things happening, and she was terrified. But unlike you, she turned away from it because she was so afraid, and she kept getting so sick. And
yep.
I kept saying
yep.
to her, right? And I kept saying to her, you know, you really cannot ignore, those are gifts. You can't, if you continue to ignore them, I believe, and you know, I was quite strong in what I said. I believe that it's gonna continue to affect your health. She was so freaked out, Carol. She never paid attention to them, and I have no idea what has happened to her since.
Well, Joanne, I had strep throat most of my childhood, constantly. Now we know that the throat is the chakra that where you speak. I never said
right.
anything, so that's where it landed. That's where it landed.
Well, I'm glad that you finally had the courage and the strength to speak up, because you're helping so many people, and you've shifted recently to do a lot with working with kids, which I think is wonderful. And you're also an animal communicator. And I got to tell you something. I've known you for some time, and if I knew you were an animal communicator as well as doing other things, I would have sent a client to you, because it was someone who's...
Okay.
Cat. So now I know that, and someone whose cat had died and really was grieving so terribly and just wanted to know that she did the right thing, which I know she did. But
Well,
I know, yeah, you and I know that already, but she needed to hear that. I'm going to tune in. Now I'm going to tell our guests who would love to have you for the rest of the hour that they can't. They can have you for a brief period of time, because we have so many people in the queue just waiting for Carol's insight, and I want to be able to share as much of that with as many people as possible. So I may sound harsh when I say thank you very much and mute people. So, okay, are you in for it? You ready for this?
Absolutely. Bring it on.
Okay. All right, we're going to bring it on. Okay. You're on the air. Hello?
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 Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, you're on the air. Did you have a question for Carol?
I do. Hi, Carol. How are you?
Hi. Was it Vera with a V? Is that what I heard?
No,
she just said hi. How she didn't get. Not everybody's going to give their name, and that's okay.
Okay. You don't want to give your name?
I can give you my name. My name is Dawn.
Dawn. Hi, Dawn.
Yeah.
Hi, Dawn. What
how
can
are
I
you?
Do for you, sweetie? I'm good. I'm real good.
That's good. I have a question about where you see me going in my career.
Okay. Let me tell you the first thing that comes up for me. Now, I'm going to say it. If I'm off base, that's okay. You can say no. But why are there tons of bottles around you? Not baby bottles. Bottles. Soda bottles. Beer bottles. Just bottles.
I don't know.
Okay.
Are there? In reality, are there, or maybe it's something symbolic, right?
No,
it's
the bottle.
It's the bottles. Well, we've had a lot of parties lately.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. Was it your choice? Now, this is how I do readings. I kind of, you know, sometimes go around in a circle until I get to where you want me to be. But it's just, I have to tell you whatever comes up first, because there's always another meaning.
Okay.
For you. Okay. Was it your choice to have the parties?
Was it my choice to have the parties? No.
No. Okay.
No.
Great. At least I know. I'm picking up this energy of, I don't know what I'm allowed to say on this radio show, but PO'd, that you're really PO'd. Your energy comes up, annoyed, PO'd, like, that kind of a feeling.
Is that around
lately?
Party, or is that just around other stuff?
It's around doing everything she doesn't want to be doing. But it comes to me the way it comes to me.
Got it.
Okay.
Is that true for you? Dawn?
I can see that in some ways, yes.
Okay. All right. In order for me to even see what you do, what kind of work you do, that energy is so thick that it's blocking everything in your life that's positive that I'm trying to get through to. So because we're on the radio and we only have a specific amount of time, tell me what kind of work you're doing so that I don't waste
designer.
The time. You're a designer?
No, yes.
Okay. Do you want to stay in that business?
Yes.
Okay. This is my other question. What's the sadness about it? Because that's what I pick up. Oh, actually, well, that's what I see.
Sadness. I'm just torn between doing part-time or full-time.
Okay. You already made the decision. This is what I'm looking at, Dawn. You've already made the decision to do part-time, but there's a guilt, or I don't believe in the word guilt. There's a fear around, am I entitled? Should I? I really should be doing it full-time. Does this make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. Guess what? You are worthy and deserving of doing it part-time. Just do it, enjoy, and have a good time.
And make money at it.
And make money, and don't worry about, don't allow yourself to have any of that other energy, because it is permeating your whole being.
You know,
want
it
that.
it feels like fear too, right?
That was the word I used, fear. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you afraid someone will be angry at you if you do it part time?
If I do if I do it full time, then I'm more afraid about my children.
Okay. I think this is what the callers should hear. When something comes up for me that is a definite yes. It always comes up in either red glitter or neon. It's just
okay.
Who I am. My love
color. Right.
And it was coming up in red glitter for me. So I really believe it'll be wonderful for you to do it part-time. Everything will work out. Your whole body will feel exhilarated.
You know, so Carol, you and I are always talking about trust. And I think that's a big issue here, too, that sense of trust. Is there anything else? Because we have a lot of people on the queue, and I want to give as much people time as possible to hear Carol's advice. Dawn, was this helpful?
I hope I helped you.
Yes, that was good. Do I have a time for one more question?
Let me hear.
Quick.
I know. Let me hear real quick.
Real quick. I am in the process of wanting to move. Do you see that happening in my very near future?
No. No.
Okay.
Not near future. That came up real fast for me. Not near future, but I'd say within a year.
Okay.
All
right.
Thank you very much,
Dawn.
All right,
honey.
Thank you.
Bye. Appreciate the call.
Okay, I'm good. Carol, are you there?
I sure am.
I'm
here. I'm waiting for that next wonderful listener you have.
Okay, great. And they're all waiting. And there's somebody that called in, and she was actually early. So I'm going to. I mean, she actually called in, Carol, before the show started, and I thought, well, maybe Carol is abroad calling me from some distant shore. Hello, you're on the air. So I answered the phone. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
Hi, Jackie.
Jackie, you're on the air. You have a quick question for Carol?
I do. I am looking for work, and I am wondering when I'm going to land my dream job.
Okay. How about just a job?
Okay.
Would you be okay with just a job? And then
as long as I like it.
Okay. I'll tell you what comes up for me, Jackie. And thanks for calling in. Anything that's people oriented, fun, alive, That's what I feel. Is that the kind of experience that you need in a job?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want a bunch of backstabbing, gossiping people like I came from.
Oh, well, then you'll have to go to another planet.
It doesn't work on this Earth planet.
No, I know. What kind of job did you do, Jackie?
I was in inside sales.
Okay. Guess what? Here's what I see for you. Anywhere you go, you're going to find the good, the bad, the ugly, the fabulous, et cetera, et cetera. The thing to do is get yourself in a place where you honor Jackie, and you know who you are, and you put protection around you. Every day before I get out of bed, I envision a plexiglass phone booth that comes down over me. Okay, I con my subconscious. I'm protected, no problem. And then no matter where you go to work, you'll be fine. Because if somebody gives you a hard time or you don't like it, all you have to do is say, oh, thank you for sharing, rather than feel it getting into you, because you know you're protected one way or another. It's the way of life, but it's about how you feel about yourself, Jackie. And I know that there's a million places that you just light up wherever you go, correct?
I like to
think people up. What?
I like to think so.
Well, it's true. It's true because as I'm talking to you, it's almost like all these sparks are coming around. I see things, and they sound ridiculous and crazy, but they all have meaning for me. They're metaphors for me. And whatever job feels good to you, just go there. Take it. And make sure you're protected and know that you're fine and nobody can hurt you. And just thank you for sharing and laugh inside. Does that work for you?
Do you know, like, when that will happen?
Soon, very soon. If you take this information, I believe that you can just get the next job you go for. That's how confident I feel about you. Now, you have to feel that way.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what direction to go in. Do I go back into pharmaceutical sales or, you know...
Whatever feels right for you. It could be any kind of sales. You may be in the space where you would like to be around beauty right now, okay,
mm-hmm.
and sell something that's beautiful. Is that what you're missing, that kind of a feeling?
Yeah, I wanted to actually...
Yeah.
Not sell furniture, but do like interior design, even though I don't have a degree in that.
But you know there are ways to get, and there also are ways to get degrees online too. But just let me interject a little bit, because I think sometimes we're expecting everything to be at our work in terms of the beauty and sometimes we really have to look outside of it if we're not getting it there, which is really important.
Okay.
Go ahead, Carol, you're on.
Right, but what I'm saying is if you'd rather be working in a furniture store, show them what you can do and
mm-hmm.
let it, you know, progress. Sometimes you've got to go to A in order to work at H in the same place. So have
right.
some patience. All right, Jackie.
Okay.
Hope I helped you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks,
you're so
Jackie.
Very welcome.
Take
have
care.
Great.
You know, it's a challenge too in this, and everybody says, "Oh, in this economy and whatever." And you and I know, Carol, that a lot of the challenges that we face, and I'm not blaming people here at all, is something that we have to take a look at in terms of maybe turning it around within ourselves. And you've been talking about that too, like about
Absolutely.
Having confidence in yourself. So I think that I don't know that any job is perfect. I don't know that there's any situation that's perfect. But you and I know that if you can get the confidence up, believe in yourself, as you said to Jackie, and go forward and find other ways that, you know, this is what I believe and this is what I live, and I know you do the same thing because you and I have had these conversations, that you can really change your reality.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I've done that myself. I'm sure
and
you,
me
you
too.
Have in some ways. Oh, my gosh, what a difference. What a difference. I'm peaceful. I don't have nervous feelings inside me because I live my truth. Doesn't mean anybody else has to like it. I respect that we all have different ways of seeing and thinking and feeling. But as long as I'm being true to me, whatever. That's
well,
me.
Well, that's right.
Whatever.
It's so important. I want to shift before we go to our next listener who wants to have your expert advice. You and I were talking over the last couple of months about a new, and it's not really new for you, but an entree into really working with an emphasis with children. And both of us have had psychic children come into our lives in many, you know, in the work that we do. So, and
yes.
I know you wanted to talk a little bit about this, so I'm going to give you some airtime because I think I like the shift. And I'm very excited about it for you, and I want you to share that with other people, and then we'll get to our next
Okay,
listen.
Thanks, Joanne. That's exciting for me. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was in New York, and I was taping a lesson for the parents to know about the indigo and crystal, and now they're coming, the rainbow children
right,
also.
Right, the rainbow.
Yeah, they're already psychic. They are smarter than you can imagine. They are resourceful. They are everything imaginable. And anybody out there that has little kids or even kids that are in their early 20s, they're going to see it, how different they are. And that you must speak to these children like we're speaking to you today. They don't take being pushed into something if it doesn't work for them. They like certain foods. I have found that the indigo and crystal children really love vegetables and fruit. I know. They're here to teach us how to live a cleaner life inside and outside.
To some extent, they're messengers, too, really.
That's what they are. They're messengers so that we can have the life that is going to make it kind. Oh, they're here to teach kinder, more gentle, more peaceful way of living. And the fact that they're so smart blows me away. You know that my 10-year-old granddaughter, Shauna, co-hosts my radio show sometimes because she's so psychic. And it's such a blast to have that in common with one of my grandkids. The 22-year-old grandson was on my TV show doing live readings when he was 5 on the money.
I love it.
It was phenomenal. So I just want the adults, to understand that the children are really little people and they must be cared for the same way. Listen to them. Listen to what they're telling you. If they say, I'm afraid of that crowd, because they don't particularly like crowds or bright lights, or loud noises.
But that's also because they're picking up a lot of information and energy during that time. I used to have trouble being in the mall, so I understand that completely. And you're so right on in terms of telling the adults that, because these kids are special. And I even know of stories where one child came in with AIDS, and I guess his mother had AIDS, and that's what he came in as a baby. And over the course of something like 7 or 8 months, he shifted that. And then when they did blood tests, it was no longer in his system. Pretty amazing.
Oh, wow. They're magic. They're magic children.
Right.
They really
are.
They're just magic. And
well, I'm so glad that you're... Go ahead.
There's one more thing that I... It affected me so personally as that little indigo child that lights are a major issue for these children. If they're too bright or too dim, they cannot function. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, that's important. So what you're saying, and I totally agree wholeheartedly, is that you need, like you said, they need to be heard. We need to pay attention. They're not making it up, and you need to value them and not kind of tune out and really pay attention, because what they're saying about anything, including the spirits that they may be seeing or a condition or light, is incredibly real. And I'm so glad you're the one doing it. I really am.
Thank you. Matter of fact, I'm going to be doing a really incredible workshop for the parents and all the indigo and crystal children. I don't have the date. It will be mid-August sometime. And I will, anyone on Facebook wants to know when, I'll post it on Facebook and on my radio show and even on my website. Can I let them have my website?
Oh, please. Okay. But also send it to me so I can post it up too on my Facebook page.
Thank you. Thank you. My website is www.thecarolpsychicexperience.com
And definitely more. We have to get. We have to do that more. So the Carol Tolan Psychic. Say it again.
The Carol Tolan Psychic Experience. That's good enough. It'll get to
it. .com.
And my name Carol is spelled Carole. Colon is T as in Tom, O-L-L-E-N. Okay, so.
All right, you ready? Okay.
I'm ready. Oh, I get so excited when I talk about the children.
I know. It's so much fun. I do, too, and I'm so glad.
Yeah.
All right, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. wow, the children thing is fascinating. I find that with mine.
Tell me about
little. 7 and 5, so they're very tuned in and quiet and calm, like you were talking about. It's amazing. But
when
I was wondering.
Let me ask you, what's your first name?
Tina.
Say it again?
Tina.
Okay, Tina, let me ask you one question. When you try and tell them something, but it's not 100% the truth, do they call you on it?
I don't do that with them. I tell my children whether they're going to like it or not. I don't try to bend anything with them. I will sometimes.
Good.
They don't like it if I won't commit to something. Like if they ask if they can do something and I say, well, I'll think about it or I don't know. They don't like that. And they say, why are you saying this? And I said, because I will not say yes and then break the deal.
That's good.
Okay. Well,
they like me to commit,
Yes, one of the things, it's I've watched a lot of these children where just myself, I might say, well, no, it's not going to happen or something. And then one of them will say, you know it's going to happen. When is it going to happen? They call you on it. It's hysterical. I love it. Okay.
They
you
come
have
out
a
with things
there?
That are shocking.
What?
You know, out of the blue, they come out with things that you say to yourself, they shouldn't know this.
That's
well,
right.
They're incredibly
right.
knowledgeable. Tina, do you have a question, Carol? Because we have.
I was wondering if, I don't know. I guess if you could tell me about any major thing for my life coming up, maybe. And I'm in a new relationship, so I was curious about that.
Okay, Tina, I'm going to ask you when your birthday is.
January 17th.
Okay, all right.
71.
Alrighty. The person you're in a relationship with, okay, I'm just going to throw this out because it's what's flashing in front of me. I got a J, an R, an M, or an N. They're flashing and I can't, either one, first or last initial of their name?
No.
Okay, all right. Were you with someone with a J, N, M, or R? First or last name?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay, because that's the energy that's around you. And the reason I say this, and I'll go into the answer for you, but the reason I say this is someone with those, one of those initials, first or last name, is in your consciousness about relationships. Maybe it's a father, maybe it's a mother, maybe it's, you know, somebody that gave you information, and that's what came up for me. So what I'm going to say, and everybody always knows who it is. They know an hour later, tonight, or it's 5 minutes
okay.
from now. You'll know. Did you figure it out?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right. Don't make yourself crazy over it. It'll hit you. What you might want to do is take a look at when you see that who it is. What is it about that person that creates information for you in relationships? Because there's such a wishy-washiness about this relationship, even though I sense it to be terrific. Make any sense?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay, good. Oh, good. Wait, let me wipe my brow. Wait.
Carol, we tell people not to work too hard with this psychic stuff. So.
Right. It's, well, I know, but it's the way it is. It is.
I know.
I'm gonna make everything humorous so that you understand for all the listeners. It's no big deal. Nothing's a big deal. Can you tell me the name or the initials of this relationship? Because I think it's terrific.
His name's Tony. The last name is with an S.
Okay.
Although he was born, he was adopted. Charles James, I think, was originally what he was given.
Well, there's
but
your
day. He was.
There's
oh,
your
okay.
day. Maybe there's the wishy-washy because he's two people. Why did he change his first name?
Yeah, he was adopted.
He was adopted as a baby, and the people that adopted him gave them he was adopted into an Italian family.
Okay. Now I'm sure, I have goosebumps. Now you can understand. I picked everything up and how that even came through. Do you understand? And the wishy-washy
mm-hmm.
with the initial and everything.
Oh, he's a
and
Gemini too, which just adds to wishy-washy.
Oh, my gosh. But thank you for telling me this. Thank you, because it verifies and clarifies for me. Sometimes I know too much, you know what I mean? But I can't help it. I have to go with the flow. I like this person for you. Don't you?
I love him.
Then she needs to have some more confidence about it, right?
Well,
and,
I want him to talk to me more. When we're together, we're perfect. And when
uh-huh.
we're not together, he's so busy doing things, he neglects me.
But he's not neglecting you. It's who he is. He only has
right.
so much time and space within him to do what he does each moment. All right? He's not real good at multitasking.
Right? No.
And a lot
okay.
of men aren't. A lot of men are not good at multitasking. We
That's
are the
true.
Ones that can do that.
But
so
I'm picking
about
up Tony is really, that's not who he is. So when he's with you and things are wonderful, love it. Love it like it is. Actually love him as it is, all right? And know that it's not about you. It's about who he is, period, end of the
okay.
story.
Thank you so much. Good luck.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm excited for you.
You know, it's
really
amazing because you and I are on the line now. It's amazing because, and you and I know this because we've talked about relationships, and we're not sharing any secrets here, but we've talked about relationships, and oftentimes we want to change the person. We want them to be like us or to have some traits or attributes that we want them to have, but you can't change people all the time. You really can't.
Nope, you cannot change them. You have to love it like it is. And what I'm finding is if there's something that's really not working for you with that other person. You might just want to let them know, hey, you know, I feel nervous when you XYZ. And hopefully they'll care enough to be conscious of it.
Right.
It may not change.
Or it makes me upset when or whatever like that. Now, I'm going to pick some. I have somebody that's been holding for a long time, and if I'm making a mistake here, we may have had her on the line before, so bear with me.
Okay.
If,
hey, listen,
if we
I
have,
get
we're going to delete it. We're going to mute. Okay. Okay.
I'm always pushing buttons.
Hello, you're on the air? Were you on the air before? Hello?
Anyone there? Oh, they may just be listening.
Okay, so
hello?
May I,
yeah.
Are you there?
Hello. Hi.
Okay. Hi. Were you on the air before?
I've been holding on for a while. I don't know if that's what you mean.
Okay, good.
Okay.
No. Okay, you called earlier, but we certainly were running out of time in a little bit, so we really wanted to honor your phone call because you have been holding for so long. What's your name, please?
Natasha.
Natasha, do you have a question for Carol?
Yes, I do. I wanted to see if Carol can tell me if she sees a long-term committed relationship for me, what she sees for romance.
Okay. Hi, Natasha. How are
Hi,
you today?
Hi, Carol. I'm good.
Thank you so much for holding on. That was sweet. Really.
No problem.
Are you in a relationship now?
No.
Okay. Has it been a long time?
Between
relationships?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
All right. What has changed within you that you are now open to receive a relationship? Because that's what I pick up. What has changed?
I feel like I've done a lot of inner work on myself, if you will.
Fabulous. Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. Now I want you to own the fact that you've done that, so that when you go out there, you are going to have a sense of, hey, I am just this terrific Natasha and open for a terrific person to come into my life. There's no question in my mind that that will happen for you. I see it. I see it happening. Yeah. Is there somebody either that you know or from your past that you're interested in again or for the first time?
No. No one that I know of. No.
Okay. Don't be surprised if that's the first person that calls.
Okay. So you think it's someone
from
my past?
I'm seeing that, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm actually seeing an initial, B, as in boy. You know anyone, first or last name with that initial from your past?
I can't think of anyone offhand, not with that, no.
Okay, it'll come up. But there'll be more than just that person. But just stay open. Stay open.
Okay.
And with no, oh, this is a good one. Oh, my goodness, I actually saw this. Beautiful, beautiful angel just fly by with a banner saying, no expectation.
Okay.
Wow. Wow. And it was sweet how they came by, because normally they'll come with some neon flashing, but this was a banner, no expectations. That makes sense for you, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes,
mm-hmm.
It does.
Okay. All I'm saying is stay open. And, yes, I do see it happening, Natasha.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right, honey?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Natasha.
You're
so best
welcome.
Of luck to you.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. Best of luck to you. Let
Thank
us know.
Definitely.
So, Carol.
Definitely. Yeah. That's
Let's
me.
Shift gears a little bit. Okay. Let's shift gears a little bit. Let's tune in to an animal. How about that? Can you do that? You want to tune into my little feline who's not around? I don't know where she went.
Alive. Alive? Wait.
Very much. Oh, yes, please. Very much.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I'm thinking, wait a minute. This one didn't pass over. Okay.
Oh, please, no. This one I keep saying you got to live forever.
All right. Is it a girl?
Yeah, such a feminine one.
Is she skinny?
Very.
Why? Why?
Because she has so much energy.
She's like her mommy. You.
Yeah.
All right, is she eating enough? Because I don't. This is what comes through. I don't have her name. I don't have her name. Is it end with a Y or I-E?
No.
Okay. I don't have her name. What's her name?
Selena.
Okay. If she doesn't have any issues with eating, there's an issue with not eating enough.
What I'm thinking is actually going to get her blood work and see if she need if there's some kind of imbalance, because I think that she's hungry a lot these days.
Okay.
A lot
yeah.
more than usual. So that and that's been coming up for me too. All
right. Okay. So then there you go. We have a validation for both of us. There's something
yeah,
going on. She should eat more. She should eat more, and it could just be as simple as a nervous person, a cat.
Well, she's
know,
a
nervous.
She's a Siamese.
Yeah.
So they're nervous constantly.
Okay.
Okay. So let's go. Thank you for that.
Needs more food.
It.
Okay.
She appreciates it too. We're gonna have. I think we have time for one more person here.
Okay.
Let's see. And. Let's see what we can do. I may have done this again. We may be replicating this, but I'm just pushing
buttons.
You know
what? You sound like me. You sound like what I do.
Hello? You're on the air? If you've been on the air before, let us know.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Mary.
Hello?
Mary, were you on the air before?
No.
Okay, great. See, Carol, I'm pushing the right buttons. It's Mary
for
Carol.
You did good. You did good, Joanne.
Thank you.
Is it Mary? Is it Mary?
Mary?
Hi, Mary. How are you today?
Okay.
Good. What can I do for you?
I was wondering about moving to the country.
Why aren't you there already?
I'm getting this house ready to sell.
Okay.
So I'm just painted the garage.
If you want a confirmation, if you're going to be doing it, absolutely. Have you waited, like, extra long to make the decision?
Yes. I get nervous about, you know, putting this one on the market and trying to buy another one and the whole, you know, issue of, you know, will this one sell before I get another one, what to do, and, you know, just the whole thing.
Right. I understand. I understand. No need to be nervous, okay? Once you see, it took you a long time. You have finally made the decision. Now, keep that decision in front of you. Stay centered and strong with it, because the house will sell. And I see you in the country a while ago. So you're going to, it just took you a little longer to make your decision. Now, just take hold of that decision, because you're out in the country already. The universe has you out there, and it's going to happen. So no need to be nervous, Mary. No need to be nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'm trying to decide on, you know, where to move to, because I've, you know, felt like I made a mistake with this house, and I don't want to repeat that and be stuck somewhere else.
Well, before you do anything, either take somebody with you or by yourself and go to all the places that you feel you'd be happy in out in the country. And trust, please, trust your insight to know that when you get that gut feeling or the goosebumps or something wonderful comes over you, there's your answer. You don't even have to figure it out. It'll tell you there's your answer.
Okay,
And the last thing you want to do is do something with a negative or fearful energy, which means if you go to look at places and know, oh, I don't want to make a mistake again, you'll make a mistake again, because that's the energy you have in front of you. Just be open. be open and free to know and trust that you're going to have exactly what you want. Yep.
Trust.
There's that
and
trust
affordable.
Word again.
Yeah, there's
affordable.
That word again.
Well, every,
yeah.
Mary, you're going to make it work.
Everything will fall into place.
Right. You're going to make it work, and thanks so much for being on the air. Good luck to you.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, Carol, it's back to you and me for a few minutes. Can you
okay,
stand
babe.
It?
Yep, I love
right.
it. I love,
I love
it.
It too. So let's do something else here because let's talk a little bit. You and I mean, you've had psychic gifts. I've had some psychic gifts since I've been a kid too. But I also teach, and I know you do too, people how to develop their intuition and their psychic abilities, and not everybody's born with it, right? But people can develop it. So can, in the next couple of minutes, can you share a tip to help people along that route?
Sure. My belief is everybody is born with intuition. Some of us perhaps a little bit more than the other.
Sometimes it's more developed than they come in, like people come
when
in.
When you come into
developed.
This world, yep, exactly,
right.
exactly. But everybody has a gut feeling. And to simplify for people, because you know me, I like to make everything easy. To simplify it, I know, trust. That word is the word of the day.
That
if
is the
everybody
word of the day.
Would trust their gut feeling, their intuition, their sense, their vision, their
feeling.
Any way that they get it, their feeling, thank you. If they would just trust it and not go into their brain to start figuring it out, analyzing it, just let it go. Don't even go there. If they would just go with that gut feeling and they would see how, wow, I was right, they were right, yay. The next time, they'll do it again. And if they forget, okay, but they'll do it again. That, to me, is the easiest way to know that they've got that intuition. Now, the people who want to develop it, you know, to the max, there's lots and lots of different processes and things that, you know, I do in the classes that I teach, and that would take forever. But
no, we're not going to talk about that today. But
we're not, you know.
Right.
But,
we have another 10 hours for that.
Of course,
in addition
they can,
to
of course, get used to call me, or they can just let me know on the Carol Tolan Psychic Experience website, and I'll be happy to, you know, talk to them.
Okay, good. In addition to the trust, it's also
mm-hmm.
about not being afraid. So to me, they go hand in hand.
Yep.
Because sometimes, like we were talking about some stories about people that have been afraid of their intuition, and like your story, I don't know about being afraid, but just thinking that there was something wrong with you. So if it's coming up, and I my belief, Carol, is that over the next few years, more and more people are going to be developing this sense almost automatically. It's just going to happen. We'll see if I'm right, but I just have that feeling.
I'm seeing it happening already, and that's one of the reasons these indigo and crystal children are here. They're going to teach the adults. They're here to teach us. So it'll just happen naturally, as you said. Yep. Yeah. And then
okay.
there'll always be that one person who can't get out of their head.
Yes,
but
I think
help.
That I think they're going to be forced to. I want to take one more
yeah.
person
who
actually,
okay.
we're going to do it real fast, okay? So you're on the
sure.
air. Who's this?
Good afternoon. My name is Virginia, and I wanted to talk to the psychic.
Okay,
hi, Virginia.
You're on.
This is Carol. How are
hi,
you?
Hi, Carol. I'm good, thank you. How
hi,
are
honey.
You? Got a lot of
good. What can I do for you?
I'm sorry, I have a lot of issues with my family, not me, but they have a lot of issues, and I was wondering if you could give me any overview on my family, because everybody's having, you know, major stuff.
Any insight
okay.
into that, right?
Pardon
yeah.
me?
Insight into that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Join the club, Virginia. Join the club.
I'm sure, I'm sure.
I haven't met a family yet that doesn't have all this stuff going on, including mine.
No.
But are you always the outsider in your in their mind?
No. They take me in, but I mean, you know, they're not living here, so they each have their own, you know, their own.
Right. We got about 1 minute.
Okay.
Carol.
Are you afraid of you're not able to assist them?
Not afraid. I just, you know, I want to do as much as I can to be there for them.
Okay. All right. Here's the deal. See them in love. Bathe
mm-hmm.
them in love.
Right.
If you choose to ask, what can I do for you?
Mm-hmm.
And they give you a whole list.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose, okay, to pick one thing on that list to assist that person with, do it with love and let everything else go and know that it is not your responsibility to fix what's going
right.
on.
Right, right.
That's
now, the
also
word
the
choose.
Key for the day.
Yes, choose. That was a big one.
Excellent.
Choose. Because when
okay.
we choose to assist, we do it, you know, with joy. If
mm-hmm.
we are pushed or we feel we have to, I don't like that, have to, then we're
right.
always annoyed and angry that we did something or don't want to do it. So that's
mm-hmm.
how I feel. Step aside from the family. Step away
okay.
from the family.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sort of rushing a little bit. Sorry about
okay.
that, but I wanted to get in one more person. Thank you, Virginia. I hope
okay.
we wish you
good
well,
talking
wish you
to you.
Oh, thanks, Virginia, for
Thank
calling.
Thank you, Carol. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right, Carol, give everybody your website one more time.
Okay. www.carol.psychicexperience. .. and more .com. You can and I always put the and more on there so that on my show, which is also Blog Talk Radio on Wednesdays at 8:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know, I can have guests of all kinds. And you're going to be one of them. And I can't
I'm
going to
be
That's
one,
be
but
so
I'm breaking
fun.
The mold as usual, right? I'm breaking the mold as usual because I'm going to be on your show next Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Right.
And
That's
we're going
right.
to have a great show. And, Carol, it's been wonderful sharing our time. It's been wonderful having you as a guest. Our listeners really loved the experience, and hopefully you got a lot from your very many, 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 many readings. And Carol
yeah.
does many more readings. So thank you so much for being on the show, and have a fantastic day.
Thank you, Joanne. My pleasure. Kisses. Mwah.
Kisses.
Bye.
I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You got
So, folks, next week, next Wednesday, I'm having two very special guests. We're having John Selby, who is going to talk to you about quieting your mind and Seven Masters, One Path, that he's been writing books and really has this incredible meditation that can be completed in 5 minutes that has a lasting impact. And then we also have July 27th, next Wednesday, an artist who is talking about thinking outside of the frame, Gail Echeverry. It's been a pleasure. DocWhite.org. Hope you enjoy the show. Come back again. And thanks for tuning in and for sharing your day with us.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.